So why are you undertaking this campaign to restructure the way Illinois draws its legislative maps?
Yeah, you know, right now there is a problem in the state of the way we currently draw our maps. And it really, that's really the heart of about this campaign. It's right now legislators are able to pick their voters rather than voters really being able to pick who represents them in Springfield. And it's a problem for Illinois, and it's a problem for getting things done for the benefit of all citizens. So what this really broad-based coalition would like to do is establish an 11-person independent redistricting commission really to draw the state legislative district boundaries. They'd do it in an independent, transparent way, drawing maps with nonpartisan criteria.
When you say independent, would this be bipartisan, or are you trying to avoid folks who have a political persuasion one way or the other?
You know, it would be both bipartisan and independent from the current existing power structures in the state. So really anyone could serve on this commission except people that are elected officials at any level in the state, from the lowest to the highest level. State employees cannot serve on this commission, nor can lobbyists, whether they're state or federal, or people who have contracts with the state, whether they own a firm or manage a firm or work on a contract for the state. And then for a period of 10 years after serving on this commission, you actually can't run for office, for state office, for state senate or state house, and nor can you be appointed any position in the state that requires Senate confirmation. So it really goes to the heart of the issue of political players and bad actors being able to game the system for their benefit and the benefit of the party they represent, and to the detriment of the party that's not necessarily in power. And let's be clear, Republicans have done this, Democrats have done this in this state and in others, and they'll continue to do it.
A campaign like this, this is something that's been tried before, isn't it?
It has. In 2009, the League of Women Voters led the effort to put an amendment like this on the ballot. Unfortunately, they weren't successful, but the League, along with many other groups, ranging from Common Cause, Public Research Interest Group, the Chamber of Commerce, as well as business, academic, and political leaders from all over the political spectrum, really spent the last few years studying the issue, figuring out how best to amend our Constitution to really put a transparent, independent process in work in Illinois. And they really looked at the California initiative, redistricting initiative, for guidance for what a true independent commission can look like. And that's what we feel like we have here, that we're trying to right now circulate petitions to get on the 2014 November ballot.
What do you think you're doing different this time from what was done by the League of Women Voters 5 years ago?
Yeah, so, you know, we've actually created a pretty robust statewide campaign that is working at engaging activists and organizers across the state, that is working at building a strong coalition that can actually do fundraising and organizing and passing petitions. And we're also traveling a lot. We're doing a lot of media. We're talking a lot about this issue with folks that will listen, because we feel like the more people that are involved in this campaign, the easier it is to get on this ballot. You know, right now it's pretty chilly outside, and it's the Midwest, and it's winter, and it's no shock that it's going to be cold and snowy and windy, and it makes for a difficult time to gather signatures. So the more people we have in this campaign, the more organizations, the more individuals, the more volunteers, the really the easier it becomes for us to reach our 300,000 signature goal by May 4th.
And how are you going about collecting those signatures? Do you have people in various parts of the state going door to door?
Absolutely. So we have regional teams all across the state made up of volunteers that are actively circulating. So we have volunteer teams that really organize themselves and their communities, where they're going to grocery stores, or they're going to potluck dinners, or they're going to their VFW hall, or their library, and collecting signatures, picking up petitions, and distributing petitions, recruiting their friends and their family to help them collect signatures. And we also have a pretty robust field program going on in Chicago and some of the collar counties, where we actually have paid field staff that are out on a daily basis collecting signatures.
Can someone sign a petition online, or does this have to be done face-to-face?
Yeah, it has to actually be done face-to-face. Unfortunately, Illinois doesn't allow online signing of petitions, but I will say that anyone that wants to sign a petition or even circulate a petition, they can go to independentmaps.org, and they can request a petition on our website, and we actually drop it in the mail the same day. And, you know, I think people underestimate the amount of people they know, but once you count friends and family and coworkers and people in your book club and people that you see at church and at school functions, you really know a lot of people, and it's very, very easy to collect 1, 2, 3 pages of signatures.
What else can someone find at that website?
Yeah, they can actually read the entire ballot measure on our website, and they can read a summary. They can also look at all the news clips from around the state and all the editorial boards from around the state that have endorsed this effort, you know, literally from every corner of the state, and even some papers outside of the state like the St. Louis Post-Dispatch have really gotten on board with this effort because, you know, whether you're left or right, progressive or conservative, people agree that Illinois needs to really fix a broken system for drawing state maps. And we need to have nonpartisan criteria and a transparent and independent process so that voters can really have faith in this.
And we should be clear, this is just for the state legislature. These are not the congressional maps, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. So the Illinois Constitution only allows us to change the way we do redistricting at the state legislative level, at the state house and state senate level, and it does not allow us to do through a petition process to change the congressional redistricting. So this amendment only deals with state house and state senate redistricting.
If this passes in November, how do you anticipate the next legislative elections might be different?
Yeah, so if this passes in November of 2014, it will not go into effect until after the 2020 census, with the 2021 redrawing of maps, and then the 2022 election. You know, we feel that by turning in these signatures, you know, what could be an 18-wheeler's load worth of signatures on May 4th to Springfield, we feel that that's really going to set a tone change, and it's going to be a signal to political leaders that voters in Illinois really want this system fixed. And it's going to put people on notice that voters are serious and they were able to collect these signatures. And you know, this coalition with Democrats and Republicans, with people like David Axelrod and Bill Daley and Ron Gidwitz and Corinne Wood, really mean business and really want to see an improved process where voters are actually put in charge, where they're actually choosing their state representatives rather than the other way around.
Can you collect the necessary signatures by May 4th? How far along are you?
Yeah, absolutely. We are well on progress to meet our goal probably sometime in April. You know, like I said, we have a volunteer portion and a larger paid canvassing program to collect these signatures. You know, January was a tough month. It got pretty cold in January. But we are still on track to meet all of our goals and all of our weekly and monthly benchmarks, and we will have our signatures in Springfield on May 4th.
Can you speak to how many signatures you have right now?
Yeah, right now we're not releasing publicly how many we have. We've been very clear with our coalition members that this is going to take work really from all of us, from voters across this state who really want the best interest of Illinois put first rather than partisan politics. So, you know, we're not announcing that. Maybe at some point in the near future we will. But right now, we are well on track to reach our goal before the deadline.
The fact that this wouldn't go into effect for another 8 years, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it important, I guess, to put this out there now? Why not wait until closer to the time of the next census?
Yeah. We really think that putting it out there now is politically beneficial, as well as we've seen public polling and our own internal private polling that shows this issue is really important with voters. You know, 70% across the board, across the political spectrum, Democrats, Republicans, and independents want this change. And by doing it this far out from the next redrawing, it takes the personal nature out of this. So this is not a personal attack on any one political party or political leadership. This is simply a means to really putting the voters back in charge and really putting faith back in the process. And if this was done 2 years before the next redraw, it could be seen as a partisan effort, and that is not what this is.
Are you confident voters will be paying attention should this end up on the ballot in November? I mean, I imagine the ballot language is going to involve a lot of legalese, so I don't know that someone could just walk in and understand it, you know, reading it at the ballot box.
Yeah. Well, you know, our campaign really just begins when we turn in our signatures to go on the ballot. That's when we begin a pretty aggressive statewide campaign where we're educating voters on what is gerrymandering and why it's important to everything that we do in our life, and how fixing this system, amending the state constitution to have an independent, transparent process, really does benefits for the state. You know, we have organizations like the State Chamber of Commerce, like the Legal Women Voters, and like Common Cause that are on board because they feel that this is important. And we'll be using our coalition groups, we'll be using our network of statewide volunteers, and we'll be using whatever paid media we need to really communicate our message that this is an important change to our Constitution and is a change for the better.
Can you talk a little bit about your background, Michael, and how you got involved with this campaign?
Sure. I joined the campaign over the summer and really helped this coalition build this strong bipartisan network. You know, by way of background, I am a political person. This is, you know, I do campaigns for a living. So this is something that I'm also very passionate about. You know, reform isn't a partisan issue. Reform is something we want in our government. We want to see good government. And, you know, this coalition, this very broad coalition, feels that this is really the best reform for this state right now.
So as a political insider, have you been frustrated as you see the way legislative redistricting is done in this state?
You know, I'm not sure I would call myself an insider. I will leave the punditry to the talking heads. You know, I will say that it is frustrating to see a very non-transparent process, a process that really happens behind closed and locked doors. And, you know, whether those back rooms are smoke-filled and deals are being made is for someone else to tell us. But right now we know that the average voter doesn't have a say and cannot see what the maps look like. And in this process would actually require this independent commission to tour the state in every judicial district both before and after the maps were drawn. It would require that any two commission members meeting or exchanging an email or sitting with someone to actually be an open meeting where we can all see what they're talking about, what kind of deals are being made, if any. But at the end of the day, you know, this ballot amendment was written over 2 years, and this coalition really feels like they took out the ability for bad actors and political players to really game the system.
All right. Anything you want to add about this?
No, I would just say that, you know, for folks wanting to get more involved, wanting to educate themselves more on this issue, to go to independentmaps.org. You can find events in your area where people are circulating petitions. You can actually request for us to send you, you know, anywhere from 1 to 100 petitions. We'll put them in the mail the same day. You can read news stories about what we're doing across the state and what editorial boards are saying about this campaign.